Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. If a company told you it's giving you free cryptocurrency, no strings attached, you might think it's too good to be true. However, cryptocurrency airdrops are exactly that, an opportunity to get some free tokens just for showing an active interest in a new cryptocurrency project. Huh. Airdrops have been incredibly popular over the last few years with crypto's boom. But how do crypto airdrops work? And, more importantly, can crypto investors actually make meaningful returns by participating in airdrops? We shall answer those questions right now. First of all, what is a crypto airdrop? Thanks for asking. So a crypto airdrop involves distributing cryptocurrency tokens or coins for free to numerous wallet addresses. Typically, cryptocurrency airdrops are done as a marketing tactic to increase public interest surrounding a new project. Usually, crypto airdrops occur early on in a project's development. For example, developers might mint millions of tokens for their new cryptocurrency or DeFi project and then send these coins out to users to attract more attention. This marketing tactic is quite clever. After all, getting free tokens is advantageous for consumers who might benefit from that new crypto increasing in price. On the other hand, projects can benefit from airdrops because of increased exposure and having more stakeholders who want the project to succeed. It's a win-win. Now let's take a look at some different types of crypto airdrops. So the gist of a crypto airdrop is to give free tokens to people to create excitement. However, there are several types of airdrops, each with certain requirements to actually get your free tokens. Some standard airdrops, and the most common ones, very simple. To participate in a standard airdrop, you typically create an account with the project that's initiating the airdrop. You also enter your wallet address to receive your free tokens. Overall, standard airdrops are similar to sign-up bonuses. Then there are exclusive airdrops. Exclusive airdrops are airdrops that award loyal members of a community or project. With this type of airdrop, very early adopters of a project can get additional rewards later on in the project just as a way for the developers to show their appreciation. Thanks, developers! Some companies and influencers also host exclusive airdrops on their own. You can find many of these airdrop opportunities by following airdrop aggregators on Twitter. They sound important. Or by following developers and individuals closely involved in various new crypto projects. There's another one we want to talk about too. Bounty airdrops. So these require completing some sort of task to participate. These airdrops take more work to participate in, of course, but the tasks are generally quite simple. Examples of those could be following the new project on social media, sharing news about the airdrop on social media, signing up for the project's newsletter, those types of things. Bounty airdrops are very common on social media, especially on platforms like Twitter, where a simple retweet and comment can gain you entry to this. Holder airdrops. So a holder airdrop, also known as a hodler airdrop, awards people with free tokens for holding specific types of crypto. In this sense, it's almost like a dividend payment back to shareholders or some sort of loyalty bonus. Holder airdrops usually have time requirements, so yeah, you have to hold for a certain amount of time, for months, maybe even years. Airdrops.io has a comprehensive list of holder airdrops, including projects like Corium for Solo holders, Icon for ICX holders, Pulse Chain for ERC20 and NFT holders, TerraFloki for STT and Mine holders, TerraWorld for Luna holders. That's just to name a few. As you can see, yeah, some of these are pretty obscure. Some holder airdrops also reward you for holding several types of tokens or even for holding specific NFTs. Hard fork airdrops. I prefer chopsticks. A hard fork occurs when a blockchain's protocol changes so significantly that the new blockchain version doesn't accept old versions. When this happens, every node within the network must upgrade to the latest version. This creates a little fork in the road off of the original blockchain. When this blockchain split occurs, users who upgrade to the new blockchain still need their old tokens. So this is where the hard fork airdrops come into play, essentially depositing users' crypto from the original chain back into their wallets on the new chain. Hard fork airdrops are different from other types of airdrops because this isn't usually a marketing tactic. Rather, hard forks occur because of significant changes to blockchain protocols, which are usually done for improvement or bug fixing purposes. So you might be asking, great! So now, how do I claim a crypto airdrop? Another fantastic question, you! Different types of airdrops have different claiming requirements. Usually, following and engaging with a new project is enough to participate in a large upcoming airdrop. Bounty airdrops require a bit more work but aren't too difficult to participate in. Exclusive airdrops can have trickier rules, like having to own a certain NFT from a project. Similarly, holder airdrops sometimes have long time frame requirements. Examples of some past airdrops. Let's take a look at those. There are thousands, of course, of cryptocurrencies aside from Bitcoin and Ethereum. Kinda wish they did some airdrops. Yeah, I'll take some free Bitcoin. Anyway, plus, more cryptocurrencies are created every day. Because of this scale, it's no surprise that there have been plenty of airdrops in recent years. So most airdrops are for small projects, of course, and, you know, most of them don't go anywhere. However, there have been some more successful airdrops in the past. You could be a part of some of these someday. Stellar's airdrop, which gave away 2 billion XLM, now worth about 500 million bucks, BitTorrent's 16-part Tron airdrop, Minerium's 2016 airdrop, which gave out over 32,000 MNE to recipients, which was worth over $400,000 at peak MNE price. As for upcoming airdrops, getting in on the action largely requires following upcoming projects and waiting for airdrop announcements. Are crypto airdrops safe? This is a huge question. Crypto airdrops are safe, on paper, because you're just getting free tokens in exchange for following a project. However, there are plenty of crypto scams and red flags investors should definitely watch out for. For starters, airdrops can often be the start of a pump and dump scheme in which developers try to create excitement around a project just to increase token price before selling it all. If an airdrop is for a project with no particular project roadmap or even a goal, okay, red flag is a-waving. Similarly, airdrops and new crypto projects can be outright scams if they pump prices and then prevent users from actually selling their tokens. A notable example of this was the Squid Game token scam. This token was based on the popular Netflix show Squid Game, but was nothing more than a rug pull where most people were left holding the bag. Ugh! Finally, some crypto airdrops are actually done as dusting attacks. If you've never heard that term, a dusting attack involves sending trace amounts of tokens to thousands of wallet addresses. Dusting attacks try to track various wallet addresses in an effort to de-anonymize them. By de-anonymizing wallet addresses, hackers and criminals can try to steal crypto from wealthy individuals through phishing scams, hacks, and even extortion. Ultimately, you should be wary if a random amount of an obscure crypto suddenly appears in your wallet one day. It's also important to note that most airdrops are for projects that don't go anywhere, and therefore have almost no value at all. Now let's take a look at a pros and cons list. I think we already mentioned a few, but still, let's do that. Just kind of break it down a little bit. So cryptocurrency airdrops generate a lot of hype, especially when thousands of people are tweeting about a certain airdrop just to get more tokens. But despite the hype, airdrops aren't a ticket to quick cash. Here are the pros and cons of crypto airdrops you should consider before joining one. Some pros? Yeah, provides a more exciting way to learn about some new blockchain projects, potential appreciation for your free tokens, relatively low effort to obtain various tokens. It's pretty cool, just to get involved with something big. Cons: Many airdrops are for new projects that never go anywhere, and therefore they're practically worthless. Some airdrops are just scams, pump and dump schemes, even phishing ploys. You have to invest time into following projects and creating and finding new airdrops. Airdrops create taxable crypto events, too. Overall, joining airdrops makes sense if a project you believe in issues an airdrop. But if you're trying to strike it rich by joining crypto airdrops, you're likely wasting your time. Here are some alternatives to token airdrops. Crypto airdrops are appealing because you get free tokens. But there are other ways to score some free crypto. Some of these methods let you earn more popular coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and other leading cryptos. For starters, many crypto exchanges pay welcome bonuses for signing up. Coinbase, for example, even has an education section where you earn small amounts of free tokens for completing educational modules for different projects. I've earned like $30 in free crypto from Coinbase Earn, and this took roughly 5 minutes of work. That's a pretty nice hourly rate there. You should try it. Next, another option, try staking or even crypto savings accounts. For example, you can earn interest on dozens of different cryptos if you deposit them with companies like BlockFi or Celsius. A lot of cryptocurrencies pay 10% APY or more. And you're not relying on no-name tokens either to strike it big to generate returns. All right, when we have topics like this, we usually get a ton of questions about it. So here are some FAQs on this. Why do crypto airdrops actually happen? Well, they usually happen to help market new projects, of course. Airdrops can also occur after a hard fork, but for the most part, airdrops are just a marketing ploy to create excitement for a new blockchain project. Are airdrops even worth it? You know, most airdrops, no. They're not worth it, since most projects just don't go anywhere. Additionally, some airdrops are downright scams, too. So the bottom line, airdrops are only worth it if it's for a project you understand, trust, and are excited about yourself. Are crypto airdrops taxable? According to the IRS, airdrops are a type of income, so you have to report it on your tax return. Of course, another downside to participating in numerous airdrops, since you actually might create extra red tape to deal with when filing taxes for almost no monetary gain whatsoever. If you're serious about airdrops, using various cryptocurrency tax software like Zenledger and CoinTracker is definitely a smart move. Crypto tax software consolidates all your transactions and can automatically tag airdrops as additional income to help you with filing. Some quick final thoughts before we wrap things up today. Are crypto airdrops worth it? The answer largely depends on what type of cryptocurrency investor you are. Legitimate projects have and will issue airdrops that are lucrative for stakeholders. But most airdrops, worthless. Some are outright scams that present risks for investors. Your best bet is to only participate for projects you understand and trust. This means reading a project's white paper, following its development roadmap, and learning as much as you can about the team behind the scenes. Worthwhile airdrops might be few and far between, but for diligent investors, they are an exciting and fun way to benefit from digital assets. Thanks so much for stopping by today to the Cult of Money podcast. If you liked what you heard, please share this with a friend. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, you can check out cultofmoney.com or find us practically anywhere on social media. Just type in Cult of Money on any social media channel, find us and like us and all that kind of stuff. Thanks so much again for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again real soon.